Hey Megs, this is Marion and you're listening to Meg's Moments, a podcast about all things related to entrepreneurship, millennials, business, and pop culture. This is an episode of Quick Tips. Hey friends, so I thought today I'd bring to you a quick episode of Quick Tips where I provide you quick and fast tips for you to apply to your business and just make things a lot better. I normally feature these particular components in a blog post, but figured it'd be great for you to listen to on your way to work or even as you're attempting to make things better for your business. So today on Quick Tips, we're going to be talking about great ways to keep your business going when the socials just aren't flowing. So number one, email marketing. I think this is something that oftentimes a lot of small business owners don't really utilize well, but email marketing is a great opportunity for you to give updates to your clientele, send out announcements. Maybe you have a new merchandise or apparel piece coming out. You can provide a sneak peek via email marketing. You can share campaigns. So it could be marketing campaigns, digital campaigns. You can share and spread coupons. You can reaffirm your services. It's also a great way to collect data and information in a safe space. So oftentimes, maybe you want to send out information to people. Yes, you can do it on social media, but what if a significant amount of people don't go on Instagram that day? Email marketing is a great way to ensure that your clientele, your consumers, your customer base will get this information straight to their inboxes. So some of my favorite email marketing websites to utilize are MailChimp, MailerLite, and Campaign Monitor. Campaign Monitor is actually a really great one if you work in a business where you are overseeing social media accounts for a variety of businesses, or maybe you are your own entrepreneur, you run two businesses, you do your social media, and you want to handle more than one. Sorry, you do your own, digital marketing, and you want to handle more than one account. Campaign Monitor is a great way for you to essentially send out information to different client bases. So MailChimp is one that I've used very often. I think it's really good if you are not looking to spend a heap load of money. So for the first 1,000 contacts you have on MailChimp, it's actually free. Honestly, it's a really great way to kind of compartmentalize information, and just share great tips and tricks and information with your client base. And so normally what I do is once a month, I send out a really big email where I provide highlights of some of the great information that we've shared on Meg's. That way, if there's anybody who has maybe checked out of social media, or maybe they even missed something that we had shared on social media, they'll be able to tune in that way and it's straight to their inbox. It's a really great information sharing component. Another way is a blog. So this doesn't have to necessarily be for everybody, but I would definitely recommend this if you fall in line in the creative, if you fall in line in the creative industry, I would definitely recommend this. Or maybe if you're involved in a product. So let's say you sell sleeping bags. A really great thing to do would be to have a blog where you talk about 11 best ways to utilize your sleeping bag, or great locations to actually take a sleeping bag. There's a lot of great things that you can do with a blog to kind of help your clients understand how to utilize your services and your products to their full potential. Another great thing that a blog does is if you currently have a website, it's a really great way to redirect traffic to your website. So, hey, read today's blog post, and maybe in getting there, they'll be able to kind of explore your website a little bit more, which increases your traction and is another great way for people to kind of share information from your website. And they kind of do the marketing and the information sharing for you. So blogs are really easy. They're very fun. And they're extremely awesome. I love them. That's why I have one. It's a really great way for me to share information with all of you. Another great way to keep your business going, traditional marketing. And I know a lot of us are kind of like, I don't know if I want to do this. But for small business owners, traditional marketing is extremely important. So we can't always rely on the social components of things. Not every day Instagram, not every day Facebook is going to save your business. But traditional marketing components, such as print materials. So having print materials present in your local coffee shop, building those relationships, developing those networking opportunities, and having graphics in these local places where people actually go to. They can physically see that, one, the local business owner that you're working with has co-signed your product, which kind of increases their desire to check you out a little bit more. And in my opinion, I think it increases the opportunity to have people who may not have necessarily seen you in digital spaces see you in more traditional, practical places. Another great traditional marketing tip or component is bus ads. And people don't really know this, but you can, if you live in Canada, Mississauga in particular, the Guelph area, a lot of these towns, you can actually get bus ads for literally $20 to $50. So obviously you'd have to come with your own design, but all you have to do is contact the local bus company or these ad companies that actually own space on these buses and billboards, and then you can pay a fee and have your items featured there. So it's a great way. People sit on the bus for like time and time on end. I read bus ads whenever I'm on the bus, if I don't have a cell phone on me or if I'm bored. So it's a great way to get, again, other eyes that would not necessarily have seen or known about you through digital spaces to kind of be acquainted with your business. And it's well worth the money, in my opinion. And again, another traditional marketing component, word of mouth. I've said this time and time again on the podcast, people buy things or use services that are co-signed by people that they know. And that's why influencer culture has become such a big thing. If somebody that I know and trust is telling me, let's say I'm a mom and somebody's telling me, hey, I used this baby bottle and it was the greatest thing I've ever used, another mom is going to be more inclined to use that product. So word of mouth is a really big thing. Make sure you're putting out really great products and services, and then you'll have really good positive feedback and really great information sharing from your client base. Another thing, and this is specifically, I guess, more so for influencers, but this is actually something that could be used for any business, especially if you work in marketing and sponsorship, a media kit or a pitch deck. So this is a really great opportunity for you to kind of create a resume in a really creative way. So again, if you're an influencer and maybe a brand hasn't had an opportunity to connect with you through social means, you put together this really great media kit that can share information about your following, other brand collaborations that you've done, just a little bit of information about you and what industry within influencer marketing that you're actually involved in. Or again, if you're a brand, basically what your resume looks like, how you've done with other brand influencers, what your visions and missions and goals are. And in laying out all of this information, it really helps you kind of sell yourself, right? So it's, again, a nice little resume for the creative or for big brands or for even small companies to sell themselves. So consider putting together a media kit. If you're not super savvy in terms of the graphic component, I would recommend hiring a graphic designer. It is well worth the money. A pitch deck is an amazing thing. Again, it provides a nice layout and highlight of the things that you'll be able to provide a potential client and how they would benefit from having a partnership with you. Unless, like I said, building relationships is extremely key. So those are other great ways in which you can build your brand and keep your business going without the traditional digital marketing that we're so used to right now. One more platform that I love, 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 that I've been utilizing a lot as an entrepreneur and even as a business owner is LinkedIn. And I think sometimes when people are more so focused on career and not necessarily entrepreneurship or like even freelance work, they're so focused on, they don't necessarily consider the benefits of a LinkedIn profile, but LinkedIn can literally be utilized for any and everyone. There are a lot of companies that actually utilize LinkedIn to help them find employees, to help them explain and share their business culture online. So LinkedIn is a really great space for you to kind of connect with people. And again, sell yourself and show other companies and other people what your business is about. And LinkedIn has been a really great avenue for me because it's how I've connected with a lot of people that I've actually featured on the podcast. So create a LinkedIn profile both for yourself as well as for your business so people can get an idea of what types of services, products, offerings that you have to provide. And it's a really great way for them to be able to connect and again, draw more traction to your company, draw traction to your website. And overall, all of these components are again, a really great way for you to keep yourself going, keep your business afloat in times where maybe social media marketing is not working as best for you or Instagram goes down. These are other great ways for you to stay connected, for you to promote your business, for you to promote your brand and yourself. So let me know on social media or via email on our website, which of these particular aspects or tips that you've already been utilizing or which of them that you think you're actually going to start utilizing in order to help your business keep going. Stay tuned for another episode of Meg's Moments and of Quick Tips, and we'll see you later.